pull it.
All right. When your car is stuck in the mud, you'd ask somebody to get his car behind you and give you a
push.
All right. Any other word for push? I think you almost said another.
A pull. Okay. No, a push and a tug.
You give him a push or a...
If you quickly push
a piece of furniture, you...
What?
I'm trying to find out if you use the word shove.
Shove, yeah. Shove, I can think of shove.
If you carry a very heavy suitcase a long distance, instead of saying I carried it, you say I...
I used to say tote when I was young, but I know that's incorrect.
So you don't say that now.
I don't say tote anymore.
All right. You'd understand what a person meant if they said tote. In fact, some bags are called tote bags, so in a way it's quite acceptable now. If some children come into the house and start playing with the things on the table and you're afraid they're going to break something, you might say to them, don't... If there's something you don't want the children to put their hands on, you say
don't play with that.
Or don't...
Touch it.
Yes, All right, if you need a hammer, you'd say to me, go...
Get the hammer.
All right, or you tell me to... What to you? What it to you?
Bring it to me.
Yes, yes. All right. Playing tag. What is the tree against which the children can hold their hands and be safe? Or in playing baseball, what is the place where the person on first, second, and third stands?
Base.
All right. In a tag game, you have to run and get back to your what?
Home base.
All right. You throw a ball and ask somebody to
catch it.
Okay, very good. Let's meet in town. If I get there first, I'll what for you?
Wait for you.
All right. If you're about to punish a child, he might say to you, please, I won't do it anymore. Give me
another chance.
All right, now let's hear you say it. Oh, please.
Please don't whip me. Give me another chance.
All right. If a man's in a very good mood, you'd say, he's in a good what today?
Good mood today.
All right, another one. He certainly is in a good...
Frame of mind.
All right, good frame of mind. What do you say the tendency to be good-natured or to laugh a little, make jokes? It's what? Funny, but it's also
humorous.
Mm-hmm. And so if a person is in a good
humor,
he's feeling good. Now, did I lead you to say a term there that you don't usually use?
Mm-mm. I use
that. You do say people are in a good humor.
Uh-huh.
Right. If you had a hired man who slept all the time, you might decide to discharge him, and you'd say to a friend of yours, I think I'm going to get what of him?
Rid of him.
All right. There's that pesky salesman. Wait till I blank of him. Same term. Get
rid of him.
All right. He didn't know what was going on, but he knew it well. If he wanted everybody to think he knew what was going on, he
played like he did, pretended
all right,
that he did.
Very good. All right. The way he acted, you would have thought so. So he acted as if he did. If someone stole your pencil, what is a slang word that you might use? You might say, who what my pencil?
Who swiped my pencil.
All right. Have you ever heard the word filched?
Mm-mm.
Snitched?
Snitched, yeah, I've heard that.
Snuck?
Yes.
Have you ever heard anyone use snuck? How would they use it?
Trying to say snitched it, and they'd say so I snuck it.
Snuck a piece of pie. You know, right. Children sometimes say that humorously. I had